This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The European Parliament said Thursday that Alexander Lukashenko should not be recognized as the president of Belarus when his term expires November 5th. The authoritarian leader was elected to a sixth term in office August 9th, a vote that Belarusian opposition parties, the United States, and the EU allege was rigged. Lukashenko's August re-election has sparked mass protests in Minsk and other cities. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture have been reported. The U.S. has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's intelligence and security ministry for allegedly engaging in a malware campaign targeting Iranian dissidents, other individuals, and companies. The Treasury Department said in a statement that the Iranian government hid behind the front company, Rana Intelligence Computing Company, when it allegedly engaged in a years-long malware campaign that targeted Iranian dissidents, journalists, and international companies in the travel sector. The number of COVID-19 cases reported every week in Europe is now exceeding those reported in March when the pandemic first peaked. The WHO's regional director, Hans Kluge, said in a news briefing that more than half of the countries in Europe have seen an increase in cases of over 10% in the past 2 weeks.
The September case numbers, however, should serve as a wake-up call for all of us. Although these numbers reflect more comprehensive testing, it also shows alarming rates of transmission across the region.
Kluge said that although there has been an increase in the number of cases among older adults, the biggest proportion is still among people between 25 and 49 years old. This